Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Again, time for another review, and I am continuing to clean out my Netflix queue. And in today's episode, I have a movie that's been in my queue for quite a while. I stumbled across it early this morning, so I decided to watch it. It's called Level 16. It's in the sci-fi mystery thriller category, and the trailer I saw looked pretty interesting and watched it again. I was like, let's go ahead and check this one out. So, what is this one about? Well, we start out with some young girls looking in the range of 9 to 10, I guess, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. They look like they're in some sort of facility. They're lining up to wash their face in front of this camera while listening to some mantra about cleanliness. A girl drops her container, and she couldn't find it. Another girl helps her, but she missed her place in line when it was her turn to clean her face. This red light goes off, and this alarm comes up, and she's like begging them, looking in the camera, saying, look, I'm washing my face. See, I'm clean. I'm clean. And all the other girls face the wall, and these men come and take the little girl away. Now, we get some sort of time jump, and the girls look to be now more in a range of, you know, 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there. And they're all still in the same facility setting, attending classes, and where they're just repeating mantras and stuff like that. It looks like some sort of brainwashing kind of deal. But anyway, this group of girls are being rewarded for their discipline and are being moved up to level 16. Well, they will be ready to be adopted by a great family. At least that's, you know, what the people tell them. They get assigned to a new floor, and Vivian recognizes one of the girls from back in the day. Now, she pulls her aside and tells her to stop taking the vitamins in the morning. So, she is puzzled with this, and she thinks about it, and then she decides to go through with it. So, she does it, and then realizes that she doesn't go to sleep at the same time as all the other girls do. Sophia, the one who encouraged her not to take the drugs, or the, you know, the pills in the morning, the vitamins, begins to tell her everything is not as it appears to be when everyone goes to sleep. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, they continue to break the rules and unravel the mystery of what's really going on. Now, is anything they're being told is true? Is the outside really dangerous? Are they really going to be adopted by a great family? What did the pros think? Well, they came in at an 83% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 61%. So, just barely a recommendation from the audience. But there's a decent gap between the two. But what did I think? Well, let's start with these positives. There is a sense of dread that's building towards the inevitable, which we already know this is no school, and they're pretty much lying to them. But the journey of discovery and unraveling the mystery is well done here. A decent performance is with a couple of little wrinkles here and there. However, that's kind of where my negatives start. The twists they have here are super obvious. I mean, if you're a veteran watching any kind of movie with this similar plot, you already know pretty much what the twists are, including the real reason why they're there. This story was right on the edge of greatness, but they went with the obvious twist, and that kind of ruined it for me. But again, that's just me. This was also a bit slow at times. I mean, it's not a long movie. It does clock in at an hour 42. And yes, Dad, I am going to talk about that 90-minute sweet spot again, because that's where most movies lie. The story normally lies in that 90-minute sweet spot, and sometimes they leave more things in than they have to. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes a movie is 2 hours, 2.5 hours long. You'll never hear me complaining about a Quentin Tarantino movie being too long, because I love everything he puts in there. Me personally, I would love it if he would release a 4-hour movie, but that's just me, because I love Tarantino. But anyway, off on a tangent now. But yeah, an hour 42, this really could have done with a little bit more editing. there were times where, you know, they thought they were building the suspense, but I was kind of just bored waiting for them to, you know, just go ahead and go, get to the next thing, since, you know, we already knew what was going on. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yeah, I'm going to say yes, I did enjoy this one. I'm going to put this one right at a 76% to stay consistent on the Rotten scale. I wouldn't label this a slow burn, but it is slow in spots. So there are some pacing issues. And like I said, none of the twists are original at all. Now, if they just would have switched things up just a little bit, maybe just one twist be off the beaten path than what we thought, it would have elevated things quite a bit. As it is, it's still a solid mystery with a few thrills along the way. Not a bad one to have in your queue and watch at some point. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Be sure to check out my Facebook, my Instagram. And again, I'm starting to plug that TikTok because I got exclusive content over there that you're not going to get here. So definitely go and check out the TikTok, mostly low-budget movie reviews. I have links everywhere. So yeah, definitely check it out. Subscribe. Make sure you're aware of all my content and when it drops. Thank you again for the support. I greatly appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.